good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Worldwide, I think everybody sort of is agreeing right now. We call it Occupy Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think, Jack?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, because it's happening everywhere, and it's increasingly happening everywhere. So that's good, all the way around the world.
It is the truth. I want to extend a special hello to Michael Hugh, who just stepped into the chat room. Hi, Mike Hugh. Glad
Hi, Michael.
To see you. And we are sponsored here in this by the writers of Roundtree 7, and that's number7.com, including Jack Jodell from Saturday Afternoon Post. And another writer stepped into the room. Hello, Osa. I'm glad
Hi,
to see you. And I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry. This is an official boycott of the MSM media. And with me, as generally usually on Sundays, is Jack Jodell. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And hi to everybody out there listening and in the chat room and everybody who will listen later online. So good to hear you. Good to have you with us, and hopefully we'll get a lot accomplished this Sunday.
There you go. I wanted very quickly to mention just a couple of things. At the end of the show, I will mention an update for my local Occupy here in Occupy Palm Beach. I wanted to say also that last night on the 29th of October, there were raids in several cities. Denver, Austin, Boston, who got pounded with snow, as you know, London, and that's London, England, and Portland, Oregon. had to take care of themselves last night. There was a thing going on out there today on the Twitter feed and Facebook about Occupy Tampa being raided, but they actually weren't being raided. A few people did get arrested, but the police were just there trying to tell them, you know, you can't camp here, you can't do this. And I'm sure there were some real good occupiers who were telling them to, you know, you should excuse me now, Jack, I'm going to drop an F-bomb, telling them to fuck off, because the brutality of the police, all you have to do anymore in this country is say, Oakland, California.
Yeah.
And people know.
That was terrible what happened out there. And really, this attitude by the police across the country that they've got to somehow control things that aren't out of control is disgusting. You know, these guys have got to cool their jets and do it right now. This is crazy.
Well, they're owned and operated by corporate America for the
most part.
But you know, not all of them are like that, and many of them realize that they are part of the 99%ers. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, Nicole Sandler, who's a local gal, a local radio gal down here, she confirmed that yesterday during all the trouble in Denver, that one cop with tears in his eyes just walked away, and the media captured him saying, I just can't do this anymore.
Well, good. He has the right attitude, because he knows that he's being exploited as well. And he came to grip with his own conscience, and he walked away from it. So hopefully he won't be fired, or any disciplinary action will not result against him. That would be terrible if it did. But, you know, you got to take your bumps with your grinds, too, you know.
Well, he disobeyed his flag officer, so I imagine
he'll get some kind of citation.
Either that, or he just, you know, took the dang shirt, the patch off, and gave it back to him. Who knows? But I will say this. What a brave man. What a very brave and courageous man.
And that's what it takes on everybody's part, is a little braveness.
Yes.
You know, the only people without any courage in this country right now are the big guys sitting on all that money that aren't doing anything with it. And, they're so nervous about upcoming tax hikes and about the business climate. And that isn't the spirit of America. The spirit of America is to lean forward and charge forward and not be a little reticent fool like these guys are, these Wall Street guys. Oh, I want to see what happens before I invest anything. Well, why don't you invest your investments and get something happening yourself? You know, that's what Henry Ford used to do. That was the American way. Thomas Edison, he didn't sit there and wait for things to happen. He made them happen. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I have to say I agree also with Mike Hugh. He's saying the exception that proves the rule is that the majority of cops are a bunch of bullies with badges. And I've seen that go true several times in my life. I want to welcome Oso onto the live. I also have Tampa on the back burner there, but I do have Oso live. He's going to tell us about Oakland. And before you do, Oso, I'd like to say a very, very hi, how are you, to Beach Bum out in South
Beach
Carolina.
Bum.
It's good to see a Ron John in the room. Oso, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Gwen?
Yes, hi, Gwen. Hi, Oso.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really impressive that what Oakland is doing. A general strike. The last general strike was 1946 in the United States, and that was in Oakland too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Oakland is really kicking things up a notch. I guess that would be a way to put it.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Why don't you
tell us what exactly the general strike will entail, so that the listeners know what they should not be doing or should be doing.
Sure, and there's still going to be things forthcoming. You know, initially the call was for a general strike. Everybody walk out off their jobs, kids walk out of school. But it's unrealistic because, for one thing, a lot of people are desperate. They can't do that. They can't walk off their jobs.
Right.
So there are three mass demonstrations three times in Oscar Grant Plaza over at 14th and Broadway for gatherings at 9, at noon, and at 5. So at 9, you know, there's people who maybe go to work later, work the night shift or whatever. They can get there at 9.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a big one at noon and then another gathering at 5, mm-hmm. all in the same area. And that way, even if you can't work, you can probably get to something.
Mm-hmm.
And
great.
Last I knew, there's a plan to, after the gathering at 5, to march on the Port of Oakland, which is about a mile and a half away,
mm-hmm.
and shut the port down.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know there's a lot of buy-in from the rank and file of longshore workers, and so the plan is, and I don't know that things are etched in stone. That was the last that I was reading yesterday, that there will be a mass march on it.
Now, hopefully this won't breed a lot of police violence. We've already seen what they can do. And,
I'm certainly hoping not. You know, the cops overreacted badly, and I assume Kwan has got to be guilty of that because she allowed it, and if she can't control them, she shouldn't be mayor.
That's right, exactly.
You know, I mean, they were clubbing, they were beating people, shooting with rubber bullets.
Yeah, unnecessarily so.
Yeah, and there was one tweet from a guy who said, a Palestinian guy, and he said it made him homesick for the West Bank.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it was.
Also,
isn't it, those are the very kinds of bullets that have killed Palestinian children by Israeli soldiers. They have no place in America being shot at citizens.
Mm-hmm.
No place whatsoever. And while that was going on, who was across the bay raising money?
The president was across the bay raising money. He had a fundraiser in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And here's, you know, people were protesting the policies, the administration's policies,
mm-hmm.
and the crony capitalism. And it was, they attempted to crush it with the use of the Oakland PD. And, you know, on the previous morning when they cleared people out of the two encampments, there were, I believe, 16 different agencies there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Oakland just recently laid off 80 cops. Last year they laid off 80 cops, so they forced a lot of givebacks from them on their pension benefits. The cops mm-hmm. gave up a lot of stuff, and they still laid off 80 of them. So they should realize that those kids, those young people, are out there fighting for them. They're just too dumb to know it.
Yeah,
you know, I can't say all of
them.
One lady who's she's got a lot of ties, strong ties in the community, who told me that she has it on good information that the reason they had to get 16 other agencies to provide cops, you know, the highway patrol, the sheriffs of several different counties, several local police departments, is because some Oakland police officers refused to participate.
Good.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but she is a person who has long ties with the community, and she knows that.
Well, it would stand to reason, because that many agencies, that's a lot to call on.
Yeah,
my personal feeling
is I've hated cops my whole life.
Yeah.
But I think, Gwen, you or Jack was mentioning that there were some cops who had tears in his eyes someplace back east.
Mm-hmm.
At Denver.
There some are people, and so I, you know, maybe that would spread. Maybe the understanding that those kids are fighting for them will spread.
Right. Let's
you know,
hope so, huh?
I have to say, guys, I think that when, I mean, just one, we're hearing one confirmed report of one police officer who, with tears in his eyes, is now left and can't do this. I think that we're seeing how large this is getting and how much larger it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening before the show, starting to listen to the full the full speech that Michael Moore gave in Oakland, and it was incredible that people were actually just, you know, he kept saying this. First of all, people kept saying the media sit down. The media sit down because they were crowding around Michael, you know, with microphones and such.
Yeah.
And actually, the people of the Occupy Oakland forced the media to obey their wishes because Michael Moore didn't really start speaking until they sat down on the pavement in front of him. And I saw where also there was, it's being posted all over Twitter and Facebook, which are the hot sheets now, where the media, the New York Post, has, and I saw this in Journey with Roundtree 7 over on Facebook, that the New York Post put a, an article up that on Occupy that was just atrocious. It's like something out of Fox News. Well, it's the same organization.
Yeah,
of course,
same organization.
A New Yorker would say, well, what the fuck, you know, it's the Post. What do you expect? But the point is, the media doesn't know where to turn. They have been lied to for so long, and the majority of them are not real journalists, are they?
They're talking heads. You know,
yeah, talking heads. That's all you got. That's right.
They're not people like Mike Stimson, who is a real journalist. They don't want that type of thing. It's
right.
They want sensationalism, and it seems like they did. Like I was talking to Diane G. Friday about what the media here in the Bay Area was doing, where they went to Occupy Oakland and they looked for street people. You know, in other words, they wanted to get a story. They wanted some good sound bites.
Sure.
You know, so they weren't looking for people like
particular protesters.
Jack. Yeah, they wanted some angry people. And
right.
So they found a couple. They found one guy. And he was obviously a street guy. He had a pit bull on a leash, and they went to interview him, and the guy was angry. So, that made a sound bite. And then they went after one of the talking heads went after a black woman and badgered her until she was a street woman. She said something like, they shoot white bitches like you where I come from. Well, you know, if you go through the camp, you're eventually going to find someone who's going to give you a story, a good soundbite.
Yeah, that's
all
they're looking for.
She probably spoke to 15, 20, 30 people there, and she finally got one angry response.
Mm-hmm.
That made the news, and it also, both her and this other talking head called the Oakland police to report assaults.
Yeah.
And then they,
that's so ridiculous. And all they're looking for is spectacle,
the story,
aren't
the talking head in the studio says, well, there you go. These demonstrators want the freedom of speech, but they don't want to allow it to the press.
They want a spectacle. That's all they want.
Yeah.
And they're missing
the
point of the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, they're missing the point of the whole thing, aren't they?
Yeah. They do. They kind of like what you guys said, they didn't really know what to expect here. I guess they thought either, A, they would all go away, so let's ignore them, and then now they vilified him.
Yeah.
And now the attack and vilify, but I don't think this thing's going to be crushed. It really won't. I hope it
doesn't
get co-opted either, but it's too big now.
I was going to ask you, I know that we're trying to put something together to post over at Roundtree, I am advocating on Here Be Monsters that everybody join in sympathy, of course, in a general strike on Wednesday if they can afford to.
Mm-hmm.
If they, many people can't. I know, like my kid sister has a couple of clients and she needs to, you know, attend to them in order to earn money. I am closing my business on Wednesday.
You know what people can do? If they can't take part in the general strike, they could just wear a little sign on their chest that says I'm part of the 99% and I'm fed up with it or something, you know. They can demonstrate their support that way without having to take off from work or do whatever else. They can just let the world see where they're coming from no matter where they are.
Sure. And maybe someone says I support the Oakland general strike.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Good.
Well, it's it's basically about being in support and staying in solidarity with Occupy. That's the other thing that is so fascinating. When Michael Moore was speaking, and he was speaking about how he had come across the country, just like Cornel West has, that's good. Sandy is saying, don't shop, don't bank on Wednesday, and that's, those are really good ideas. But he's come across the whole country. He's been in small little towns and large cities, and so is Cornel West, and there's a few others that are going around.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is how, like, Occupy Wall Street sent the message through Michael Moore to Occupy Oakland, we're with you.
Yeah.
That was so encouraging. And, you know, there was a march in Cairo on the U.S. Embassy to protest what happened.
Yeah, the support of the U.S. Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah.
Very good.
And in London, every day they do chants. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one off of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They do chants for the Occupy. Occupy this, Occupy. They chant the who's the newbie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty
cool. We have a couple of callers here.
Great.
And I'm going to open the lines. I think probably one is just listening in. And the other I know is Anita Stewart from Tampa, who was going to give us a update on Occupy in Central Florida.
Well, hi, Anita.
Is that you, Anita? Anita? Hello?
Maybe she's not there.
I guess not. Anita, can you hear me? Okay. I guess she's not there. What do you call it? And we do have someone else from the 813 area code on but
that might be Beach Bum.
Whoever it was, we lost them. So, anyways, we're back. I have to ask you also, now are you or your girls or anyone you know at Occupy Oakland more than just a little bit or looking in? Is anybody you know occupying ongoing?
No. I don't know anyone personally who's ongoing Occupy. I have one friend who's involved in the Children's Village, and she was setting that up, but I don't know that she was camping out there. What I've been doing is just functioning as a visitor, going there maybe 3-4 days a week, drop off supplies, listen to the lectures, and enjoy being there, enjoy being with people, talk to people, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can talk about how well run the camp was. And I say was because it's coming back. I haven't been there since, I think Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if in fact any of the tents are back. The last time I was there, I saw a few.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's many people camping out yet or not.
Yeah.
Can you give us any information, has there been any local news on the status of Scott Allen? Does anybody know who he is? I heard
the last I heard was that his there had been some brain swelling.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he can talk yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I heard too. That's the last I heard, that he was having trouble speaking, but he could understand well, and he could write, and he could do all other forms of communication. But he's getting some speech therapy, actually, to help him regain the ability to speak, and the doctors expect that move will be successful.
And someone did have the picture of the San Francisco cop who shot him.
Mm, okay.
Yes, I saw that. It was on Facebook, wasn't it, somewhere?
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's it's surprising, really, how many people there are there, though. I mean, thousands come out now for the general assemblies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you said earlier that you don't see it going away. No, it's growing. The exact opposite's happening. It's not going away. It's growing. And every day, new cities across the world are added to it. So this is a growing, growing phenomenon. And where it's going to end up, nobody knows. But it is growing, and daily, you know.
They made a mistake in attacking Oakland.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
so.
That's the thing, gentlemen. That we've actually, as occupiers, and you know, oh, so you say you come and you're part of Occupy Oakland. You contribute to it. You care, and you write about it. Mm-hmm. We have found what the successful recruiting tool for Occupy is.
Yeah, police and brutality.
The police brutality.
Anything about the fact of life in Oakland.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's just that I've opened the mic up again, and I'm wondering if Anita can hear me. Anita, are you there? That's weird. I think she's got me on mute. Okay. Is there any other way that either of you gentlemen know that we can, besides what we've brought up, be in solidarity with the general strike, other than I'm going to generally strike here. I'm not going to spend money or use energy.
Right.
I'm going to keep it as a strike, just a little one.
Mm-hmm.
What else can people do? Not bank, not shop.
Well, I think the thing they can do is to observe what happens in Oakland and learn from that, and then resolve
right.
to follow Oakland's example.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know people will share what they're doing right now. People are trying to get out word through the media. They have several working committees. There's a media committee that deals with blogging, with social networking, dealing with the press.
Mm-hmm.
There's groups that are dealing strictly within the union movements, trying to get labor buy-in, maybe to sanction strikes, something like that, or I guess to sanction their members observing the strike.
Yeah.
They're working with in the community, doing walkthroughs with the flyers, trying to organize things there to get word out.
Mm-hmm.
They're using translators in Chinese and Spanish to get word out to people who wouldn't normally be a part of this. And you know, the posters for the strike itself and for Occupy Oakland have been bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people can observe what happened here, learn from it, or what will happen here and learn from it, and then apply
right.
that to their own areas.
And, you know, Keith and other, maybe even Rachel, will chime in on their own shows, and they'll have live coverage, I'm sure, of what's going on, and we'll be able to report for people to look at and get some ideas from.
Well, certainly you can count on Amy Goodman and Keith Olbermann.
Oh, yes.
So
that's
mad
right
out,
in her neck of the woods, too.
Yeah, that's right, KPFA right here.
Yeah. She'll probably be out there with live mics.
Amy
Goodman?
Goodman?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Pacifica, yes.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I would
mm-hmm.
think that Keith Olbermann is considering giving this more coverage. And basically, isn't Young Turks going to be premiering ahead of him while all this is taking place?
Oh, I didn't realize that. I knew it was coming up, but I didn't know exactly when. Hey, that's great, because Cenk Uygur is all for it all. You know that.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I liked him quite a bit when he was in at the 5 o'clock or the 6 o'clock hour Eastern time on MSNBC, until they booted him off because he was too controversial, you know. But we need guys like him out there, and he's going to have his own show now, so that's great.
I think people are learning more and more that the mainstream media is nothing to be paid attention to.
Exactly.
Oh, they're
yeah,
learning.
It's terrible, yeah.
There is a
they're learning. But then we had that problem this morning. I'm teaching my younger sister how to use Twitter. She doesn't really, she didn't know, but now she's getting really good at it in just 24 hours. But there was a huge rash of tweets and Facebook postings today that Occupied Tampa was being raided. And that, you know, that's serious, because the raids, when you say raid, now, do you know what people think of?
Oh, mass arrests and billy clubs and all kinds of nasty things.
I think we think about Oakland.
Oh, exactly, right.
Oakland is the poster child of Occupy raids. So it was like really going around through Twitter, and even Chris Hayes had posted it. And it turned out that what it was in a fellow on the General Assembly in Tampa basically started chiming in saying, whoa, whoa, back your horses down. There were a couple of arrests, but basically it was just the police coming over and doing their regular arrest a few and tell them to quick, no tents, no camping gear. They confiscated stuff. So it wasn't in that sense that kind of raid. But
And, you know, that's a caution for people, too, not to go on mass hysteria binges. You know, not to over-report or overreact to things, because they make a mountain out of a molehill, and that all that does is discredit the entire situation. You don't want to have that happen.
That's really right. And it's like having such a hard, you know, hard heart towards all cops right now because of what you're seeing the cops do. Remember, if you can, Nicole Sandler's post about the one police officer in Denver with the tears in his eyes who said, who walked away from it and said, I just can't do this anymore. You know,
Well, let's hope that's a start, you know. They may realize
a lot of that.
You know, they need to quit being on the other side, start siding with us.
Right. And
well,
I think
they
we're going to see increasing numbers of it.
You know, I remember whenever we were on strike in Los Angeles and scabs were trying to get through, the cops would always be on the scab side, you know, shoving us out of the way.
Right.
And I thought, well, why don't you cops just stay neutral and stay out of it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they aren't paid to do that. That's even I'm pretty naive about all of that, but I do know that the police can be bought very quickly, especially in large. Not all of them, of course. I'm talking about precincts and such. And
all it takes is a couple firing guns to throw everything into chaos, and you know, that's all it takes sometimes. So, and what happens then is that what those individuals have done ends up discrediting the whole police organization. So, you know, so that's why there's the immediate trend toward blaming the police for everything, when a lot of them really are on our side, you know?
Well, you know, the thing of it is, the same thing that is making this grow so very quickly, and yes, Reggie Harrison, I'd love to know, type it in there, what does Rage Against the Machine say about the police? That's a
kidding. Yeah, I agree.
But do you know, the thing is that we've seen how our own media, and I'm hating to use the term media, our own blog talk radio and our own blogs and our own drumline, okay, because I'm so angry at what the media is doing. They are, you know, it's not just the one New York Post story. It's, oh, my goodness. I mean, you can see it, and it's not just Fox News. You can see it on MSNBC.
Yeah.
I listened to Ed Schultz, a guy I actually really like personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a good head and a good heart.
Right.
But he's an Obama bot.
Right.
and
yeah.
or he wants to be,
mm-hmm.
and he very rarely calls them out, but when he does, it's like he's breaking his own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
this guy is spinning as a co-opt of the Occupy movement. They just don't get it.
I'm sure they'd like to use it as a counterpart or a counterpoint to the Tea Party, but they don't realize the Tea Party doesn't.
This is real. The Tea Party's phony.
Well, the tea baggers are phony, but to me, the Tea Party really is the Republican Party. That's people who
exactly.
say what the others think.
It's the extreme far right fringe of it. That's right.
Yeah. Whereas these guys said the people, the Occupy people, they have nothing to do with any political party. They strictly.
Right.
They just want
the change. They don't
want
to have to ally themselves with a bunch of crooks.
They have give a damn about them. They know Obama doesn't give a damn. They know
right.
that Pelosi doesn't give a damn. Boehner and certainly no Republican gives a damn.
Right.
So, you know, there's maybe Barbara Lee and Kucinich and Maxine Waters. I can probably, you can count on the hands of one finger the number of decent politicians.
Bernie Sanders.
Out there,
there's a handful, a tiny handful.
I got to ask you, so what do you think of Bernie Sanders?
He seems to be a good, intelligent man that tends to cave at the end.
Okay,
oh.
That's what I was wondering what you were thinking, because I'm just asking the opinion. He's been supportive from a distance. I have issues with what Barney Frank has had to say about the Occupy movement. He's tried to blame all the voters on his failures as a politician, as far as I can tell. Thank you, Rachel Maddow. I wonder a whole lot what people are going to think of, and what I want to know what you two gentlemen are thinking of. Alan Grayson, he is rerunning down here. What he said on Bill Maher about the Occupy movement, I applauded when he did. I was watching.
Yeah.
I applauded him.
He tells it like
it is. I wish there were 1,000 Graysons there in Washington.
Me too.
He's running down here. Again, we have a young man, part of our Occupy Palm Beach movement, who has not asked for any money. He's not trying to co-op Occupy. I think he's one of the fellows who's out there during the day. We need people in the day because nighttime folks can come, you know. We're a small group, you know, but we're doing it. And this young man, and I'm trying to get him to come on the show, he is running against, he wants no corporate money.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even want money from people. He's doing all this kind of grassroots, about the same way Anita Stewart did her campaign up in the central part of the state for the water board.
Right, we should get him on the show.
Well, I will sooner or later. It's just a matter of locking people down. But the thing is, this young man is running against Alan West.
Mm-hmm.
And our group has been the only group so far successfully outside Alan West's town halls last week.
Mm-hmm.
We stood in the rain. And also, Miami and Fort Lauderdale Occupy groups are some of the largest in numbers so far. So we do have something going on down here. In my part, a little bit north, it's a little bit smaller. But we do have people that are stepping up, like Michael Moore actually suggested, that have already stepped up and said, I'm not asking for money from anyone,
mm-hmm.
and I'm running against Alan West. The other
mm-hmm.
person, the other two people who are running is an ex-mayor of Palm Beach, Lois, and a guy who looks like he's a Democrat corporate printout. He's got the suit, the website, and the backing of Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
well, we
don't
need the establishment guys like him. You know, I want to back up for just one second. I'm fully in support of Alan Grayson, And whoever wants to knock off Alan West, as long as it isn't a Dino. But, you know, I don't see a lot of really much evidence to support the assertion that Bernie Sanders is kind of caving. I think he's just taking a cautious approach. And to be very honest with you, a guy that filibusters 8 hours by himself to protest some of the... What's that?
That's
not a guy that caves. That's a guy that's standing up for his convictions. And I support that guy 1,000,000%. He's outstanding.
I remember when he did
that.
I got to give
him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
It's what we don't need any of the politicians to stand up and say, oh, let me go, you know, be one of them. What we need is politicians who will stand up and say, like Alan Grayson did on Bill Maher. He ticked off all of the wonderful things about a leaderless group of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if they called me leader, I'd be proud to take that position, but that's mm-hmm. not what they're about. I mean,
right.
Alan Grayson stood up and said exactly what it was. He didn't lie, and he didn't try to use it
mm-hmm.
to his advantage one
right.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think he probably realizes, too, that I don't recall the entirety of that, but he probably realizes, too, that this is universal. You know, one man told us at a lecture here in Oakland how we can't see Occupy Wall Street as the nexus. They did something great by starting this, and it spread
right.
like wildfire.
They identified the problem, and they presented a venue for people to express their frustrations in, and that's
yeah.
fabulous.
But,
that
but,
in
but
and of itself
is, so
isn't going to solve all the problems.
We can't roll back to 2004 or 5 or 3 because people throughout this nation, you know, particularly people of color, but really poor people in general, never really were able to take part in the bubbles, in the tech bubble, the housing bubble, and
right.
and really didn't have a part in the American dream. So
right.
we need to fight capitalism. We need some better form of government. We need new leaders, and we need to look at the world.
We need
world
a
struggle.
Democratic economy, and we don't have it. And that's democratic with a small D, not a Democrat economy. It's a democratic economy, and we don't have that. There's no democracy at your job. Are you kidding? They're getting rid of unions left and right, and if you raise up your voice in any capacity, you're gone. So we need a little democracy in this economy, not this typical bullshit we've had for years and years and years. You know, we need a whole new revolution in the way business relationships are established and run.
Agreement.
Well, it basically, yes, you're absolutely correct. And Diane is in the chat room, and she's saying we need a reboot, and we need a
right.
socialist economy. And
mm-hmm.
I agree with her.
Yeah, I do too.
I think most Americans feel that way. You know, most Americans get scared by the words like socialism.
Sure, they do.
But they like those policies. They like policies where something like single payer health care. They like social security. They like having a say in things, and that's
And Ronald Reagan years ago, before Medicare even came into being, he was denouncing it on a record that was circulated. That he's calling it socialism, creeping socialism, and all this nonsense. And you know what? People went for it in a big way once it was passed. To this day, nobody wants to get rid of Medicare. It's an institution, as it should be. And, you know, it just shows you, if you let the Republicans and the conservatives frame the argument, it's going to work against you every time. You've got to frame the argument in advance and make it Republican-proof.
Well, the super committee, which I had no part of voting for. Did either of you guys have any part of voting?
No, they're a joke. They're a joke.
They're whittling away our Medicare and our Medicaid right now so that they can accommodate Republicans.
Yep.
who are, you know, it's just gotten so far out of hand. And
I think we need to whittle away the Republicans first and then come back to any kind of big committee, you know.
That's what Occupy is about.
Whittle them both away.
Right, right.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, whittle them both away. They're
yeah.
not working.
No,
it's called
not.
A Republican anymore. This president is, well, wait a minute. Let me just play this. I thought I would just drop my teeth when I finally heard it. I knew these gentlemen thought that way, but when I finally heard it, and I'm looking for it, I'm going to play a piece. It's about a minute long, and it's Michael Moore and Keith Olbermann.
Great.
Just if I can broaden the Democratic Party problem here to a national scale.
Yes, please.
You've got these nine Republicans running, all right? And, of course, we all laugh, and there's the joke about you can make about each one of them, and we know that our fellow Americans, at the end of the day, they're not going to go in the voting booth and vote for crazy. Even though they might be upset at Obama, they're not going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it begs the question then, if this is the party of the rich, the Republicans, if this is the party of wealth and Wall Street, the party that brought about the crash of 08, why aren't the wealthy making sure they have a Republican that's running that's going to win?
Mm.
It doesn't look like they're concerned at all about making sure they've got their man on the Republican ticket, unless they believe they've got their man on the Democratic Party ticket.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, okay, well, then we're in for a longer haul than just igloos in the winter here in Manhattan.
I think that says a lot.
It sure does.
It makes perfect sense to me. Look at the amount of contributions Obama has, and you compare it to all of the Republican candidates lumped together, and he's far and away ahead of them all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, although, you know, they say, you know, Wall Street's turning away from him a bit, but not really. A number of guys on Wall Street are still contributing heavily to him. And the problem with the Democratic Party is that they've gone too far rightward. They aren't representing working people and the poor anymore. They've abandoned them. They don't even talk about the poor anymore. Now they talk about the middle class, which needs help too, no doubt about it. But they've gone so far rightward ever since Ronald Reagan. The last 30 years have been a disaster for regular people in this country, and they've been brainwashed into thinking that, oh, the Democrats are too liberal, or they're too this or too that, and the Republicans are the way to go. Well, we all know the Republicans are not the way to go, and a growing number of people are finding that out as well.
I got to tell you, it's when I heard that, I thought, somebody is saying it now.
Right, right.
So if somebody is saying it, it's coming from, you know, it's on the table now for a lot of other people to begin talking about the commentate and talking head and spin men.
Right,
and
right.
All
yeah.
of that.
If they will. You know.
I've opened the mic again for Anita. Anita, can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, that, okay. We tried that one again, guys.
Well.
I'm sure things are going on in the central part of the state. We'll hear about it sooner or later.
Sure, let's hope so. You know, regarding Obama, it's been no secret that Wall Street was a heavy backer of his, and that's probably what tipped the scales against McCain in 08. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. The guy campaigned on a number of things, and he's kept very little of his promises. He's done some things which have been fine, but, you know, many, many things, you know, he could list a whole list. He's abandoned what he once seemed to stand for, and that's not what we voted for. We didn't vote for abandonment. We voted for his agenda to be realized. Now, granted, the Republicans have not cooperated in the least, but really, neither has the Democrats, you know?
We have a caller on from 813. I think I know who it is, but I never am good with memorizing numbers. So, 813, your mic is open. Hello?
Hey, this is Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Oh, Anita.
Oh, goodness, you guys can hear me now.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I tried to call in earlier, but apparently we were having some problems, and then the cable went out. So we just got it resurrected, and of course the cable, my internet, everything went off. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, Anita, how are things in Central Florida? Because I know you're occupied Tampa, but you have a lot of different little occupied groups that are going on up there. Can you give us a rundown?
Well, we had the Occupy Hernando, which was in Spring Hill on Saturday morning. We did have quite a few people, but we needed more to actually show up. The big issue there was that this was held by the Saturday morning market. I mean, it was held in front of it on the street, a major highway. So there was a amount of visibility, but... the people who own the property where the abandoned Kmart is told us that if we did not move our cars, we would be ticketed. Mm-hmm. So anybody involved with holding a sign or involved in any way with Occupy Hernando was going to get ticketed if they parked in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
which I thought, how can they do that? Because I myself stopped into the market and picked up a few items and took them back to my car before I ever went out to the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, we want to support the market. We made sure we were plain and very clear on that we wanted to support the green market and independent business, but yet we're not allowed to park there because we pick up a sign.
Well, it's a gray area. Unfortunately, it worked against you. And, you know, it's typical, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, so the people that own the real estate for the market don't uphold the Constitution and First Amendment rights.
Right.
I mean, I have a real issue with that.
They always take second place to economic rights, though, their economic rights. That's the problem, right?
Yeah, and so what does that mean? Does that mean that... does that mean that we boycott the market? I mean, I would hate to see that happen. That's not what we want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can't park there,
mm-hmm.
And there's a huge amount of foot traffic there, then why would we want to use the market if they don't promote First Amendment rights? So
that
there again,
needs to be brought to their attention, I would say, by a representative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this morning we started to get some messages. I'm going to read you what I put out on this. I'm pretty sure that some of the social networks for Occupy Tampa were either co-opted or somebody was playing games with the social networks, and I think that there's access. There was access made to perhaps some people that should not have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get to what I actually posted. Mm-hmm. Hang on just a second. I'm going to look it up. But somebody posted a message on Twitter this morning that Occupy Tampa was being raided, and they were not.
Right.
So.
Well, we actually already covered that. We got that all cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you all come up with?
Well, one of the fellows from the General Assembly has tweeted saying that it was, you know, it wasn't a raid, that a couple of people were arrested, that it was the police just coming and telling folks to take down tents and to get off the get onto the sidewalk.
Okay, yeah. Well, all of that aside, the person who tweeted this tweeted it on the official. And it wasn't a retweet. It was a tweet coming from Occupy Tampa Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they posted it on the Occupy Tampa Facebook page. Then they also sent me a private message and a bunch of other people the private message. The raid in Tampa is now over and everything is safely in storage.
Ooh,
and
you
thank
got a
you
spy.
For all your help.
You got a spy in there and they're trying to destroy it.
Exactly. So somebody's in there and has superseded and co-opted the social networks. I did let the appropriate people know.
Good.
But I don't even know if they believed me, you know.
Well,
so we'll see what happens. But I said, you've got to very quickly limit the access on those social networks, and then you have to change the password. So.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that was done.
We've got exactly 6 minutes left here. I'm over to the PNN network, Rick Spisak, in a couple of minutes. And I do wanna say that if you're near the East Bay and Frank Ogawa Plaza at 14th and Broadway. General Assembly for Occupy Oakland is every day. There is an Occupy Oakland in the .org in our chat room for people to use as a as a link. Thank you so much, Oso. I really want to appreciate it. I think I'm going to be speaking with you in the next few minutes, Anita, on Progressive News Network, correct?
Yes. Now,
yes.
Where do I need to do it? Am I staying on this number, or am I flipping numbers?
Oh, no, I'm not Progressive News Network. You have to, didn't they email you?
I'm looking for that now. My computer was down, so I haven't been able to. Now it's back up.
Well,
so.
let me be informational if I can. I will just one moment. We will be proceeding on to, and I hope you'll go over to listen to Progressive News Network. And that is at blogtalkradio.com/newmercurymedia is their call sign over there. And the call-in phone number is 909-265.
Hang on, I'm writing it down. Hang on, just 909. Okay, I got it. Okay.
265-9104.
9104, okay.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And that's for you, Anita. And for Jack, are you still with me, darling?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, for a moment or two, right.
Well, we're getting ready to close off now.
Right.
I want to really, really thank everybody who is listening this evening. It's good to see Tim again. Where the hell did you go to, Tim? Ain't seen you around town. Also, thank you so much for coming and updating us.
Yeah, thanks, Oso.
Appreciate it very, very much. Thank you so much for doing that. Tomorrow is a holiday for me personally. It is Samhain, and it's the beginning of the new wheel of the year, and it's my Day of the Dead. So it is the only holiday I would actually take. And I have not found anyone so far that's willing to take over the show. So it is the first time we will be probably not broadcasting tomorrow's show. We will be back on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And with Dusty Taylor from Left Wing Nut Job and Roundtree 7, I want to remind everybody that we are part of a drumline of activist shows, including the Wild, Wild Left on Blog Talk Radio with Diane G. And Pinko the Bear, Up Late Night with Pinko the Bear on Blog Talk Radio. And the Progressive News Network with Rick Spisak and his guests. And I think that pretty much is covering the majority of it. I want to thank Jack Jodell and Anita Stewart for being with me. Is
yep.
there
solidarity?
Anything? Absolutely.
Occupy
everywhere.
Everywhere. And Sandy, a very, very happy Samhain to you. Happy New Year, hon. We'll be back with you on Tuesday with Dusty, and then Wednesday will be a general strike, but I will be on the air. Okay?
All right. Okay.
So there we go. That is Here Be Monsters for Sunday. I'm trying to think. We're October 30th, aren't we?
Yeah, 2011. That's right.
Oh.
Well, solidarity, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. And in the meantime, lean forward. Keep going.
Yes, really.
Thank you, folks.
Yep, thank you.
Good night, everybody. I'm going to.
Good night.
Right.
I am going to just leave us out of here.
Right. Yep, good night,
everybody.
Now.
Good night.